right now on VFN TV, prophecy for right now during this particular time. Chuck Pierce, we have Rich Vera, we have Hank Kuhneman talking about the door that was causing us all these different troubles is shutting behind us. Portholes are being opened to heaven, and God is compressing time. What? Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, these prophetic words. If you missed our previous programs, we are loosing prophetic word after prophetic word. And the word from God is like, it's like water in a dry desert land. When God speaks, all of a sudden streams begin to flow in your spirit, right?
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It's important to have faith and to come into agreement, but you can't come into agreement with, you don't have faith. You know, you can't be faith with God's word.
Man, you're not as excited as I am. I'm very excited about this. You're normally very excited. Don't you remember where we came from?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
What is Hank talking about right
Listen,
here?
Hank is going to release this word about same-day blessing, and he talks about...
Wow, same.
Same-day. Day, okay. Same day, because, you know, these doors have been slamming shut for a lot of us, but this is the year of the open door, and this is the year of just blessings.
When you say it, too, it's like so often we're just like, okay, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to wait.
Oh, yeah.
Could be 20 years, could be 10 years, could be 5 years. What you're saying is that the sower's overtaken the reaper, that they're going to be together. You're going to ask.
And you're going to receive.
Right then.
It's like now
that
faith.
Moment.
Right now.
Lord, let it be. Let's Amen. Listen to Hank.
You know, last night, I was awake in the middle of the night, and I kept thinking, I didn't know where I was at. I kept hearing door after door after door after door slamming, and I knew it wasn't where I was staying because it was very quiet. And the Lord said, no, this is where people have been, where it seems like there's been one door after another door after another door after another door that has been slamming shut. Doors, you've been wanting a new house, you've been wanting some things with occupation. It just seems like door after door is slamming shut. But this is a different year, and here's why it is. The Lord spoke to me very clearly, and I want you to hear this. He said, go back to my first miracle. He said, the first miracle that I performed, he said, is what I'm doing right now. And notice that he saved the best wine for now. And in fact, the governor of the feast said this, said, you save the best for now. Now, Jesus's first miracle started in the now manifestation. He took something from one state of water and brought it into supernatural. This is what I release over you right now. The same day blessing that Jesus told us we can pray, give us this day, our daily bread now. So, Lord God, I declare that every door that has been slamming shut, I command in the name of Jesus that it now opens now, same day, for the people, whatever their needs are, whatever it is that they're crying out for. There's a pilot that you keep having doors slammed shut. It's going to open, and you're going to see a new job opportunity begin to come of a major, major airline begin to open for you. I see someone who's been without work for literally 2 years. And it seems like you've been giving resume after resume after resume. It opens now in Jesus' name. And I release it upon you, the same day blessing of God. And you come into the divine release of the supernatural now.
Right now, we release that over you. This is the year of the open door. This is what's taking place. All those doors that have been closed. This is what we're tempted to do, John, because we experienced such rejection, because we went to these places and they didn't open. We just try to find a new place.
Yeah.
What he's saying is, too, is go back to those doors. Go back, and what an open is going to open. And what door that God opens, no man can close. And what door God closes, no man can open. And this is the year of the open door. I mean, begin to declare it, begin to move in it. I think about Kent Christmas. We're not going to get a chance probably to have his word on. But I want to tell you right now, this is what God said through him for 2018 to begin. That there's been people that have had their businesses and they've been blessed and they've been doing well in their company and prospering. While you maybe have been struggling, you're wondering, this man and woman, they're not even serving God. They're using it for evil. The Lord says they're caretakers. They've just been caretakers. God's going to transfer businesses over to his people. Mm. Literally, they're going to turn the keys over to his people. And it's just like the whole coming out of Egypt when Israel was coming out of Egypt and here they were slaves. But God says, now I want you to go talk to the people that enslaved you and ask them for what they used to have, because they're going to give it to you. Ask them for gold and silver and what they have. And they just gave it. Why? Because God said, this is now. This is happening now. That's how control he is. But Kent Christmas says, literally, I mean, education, same thing. God's going to begin to encounter education. God's going to begin to bring in great release of finance and this the instant in regards to what you're used to waiting for the prayer to be answered. That's going to be, which means this, that you can actually look at somebody, and just like when he tells us to go out in the book of Mark, he says, I want you to go pray for people. These signs will follow those that believe in the name of Jesus. You know, you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You won't have to pray for them 15 times. That God's saying, this is what he's saying. The Lord's saying, you speak healing and instantly, Lord, show me this, John. The Lord showed me in this vision. I was sitting there, had this particular woman's leg, and it was broken. Mm. And I was easily praying for her in this vision, and it was just going back into place. And then I grabbed the other leg, and I was going to do the same thing, but it was like almost angels were behind me, and they took the back of my arms and just shoved my arm forward, and that leg snapped back into place. Mm. I didn't do that now. I'm just saying that the Lord will lead you in this, because he says, if you don't believe what I said, at least believe the miracles that you have seen. You know, and the only thing the enemy can do is imitate, but these are authentic power of God.
You know, we're talking about the year of the open door, and even the Lord just is even reminding me that these doors are opening. God is opening them, but we must walk through them.
Physically,
it's us partnering with what God has established. And I was just reminded of a time when I was playing football. You know, they call it a hole. Yeah, I did, believe it or not, I didn't do too well. But I'm going to tell you why.
In the natural or in the spiritual?
No, this was in the natural. But I'm going to tell you
Soccer?
What happened. No, real football.
Real football. Well, we have fans all over the place.
Our
community, let's talk about the
American
football.
Okay, this is what happens. The quarterback will give the ball to the running back, and there's a hole that opens.
Uh-huh.
And that guy who has the ball needs to run through the hole. If he doesn't run through the hole, he's not going to move forward.
That's true.
And I think that a lot of times God's been giving us the football.
Yeah.
You know, he's been opening the holes, but because of fear, intimidation, not sure what's going to be on the other side of this, we get paralyzed.
And continue with that story, you know, what the players on the teams are doing is there's an adversarial team who wants to take you down.
That's right.
So when God makes a hole for you and a doorway for you, he's blocking the adversary.
Come on.
He's holding the devil back. He can't touch you. Because God's saying, run through this. But you got to have courage.
Mm.
You can't say, well, this might happen, that might happen. You just got to get yardage as much as you can get. And a game is won by 10 yards at a time.
That's
it's not,
right.
Everything's not the big plays we talk about. But the truth is, somebody who knows how to win a game just gets yardage. And when the hole's for you, when God makes a hole and push the enemy back, you literally run through the hole. And this is the year of the open door. We're fixing to go to a break, but I want to say this to you. Listen, maybe, I don't know what your door, what is your door? What's been blocking you? What's been keeping you back? What's been holding you back? We want to hear from you in the community. Take a moment and communicate to us. You know, post your comments. Let us know. And we want to just understand what God's doing, because those are the doors that God's going to open. Mm. If that's in alignment with what God is saying, and it's the will of God, what he's doing, he's saying this is the will of the Lord, then we want to hear about that. We want to hear about the doors that are open. Just share in the community. We'll talk back to you. We love talking to you as well. But just post in the comment area. We'd like to just hear what God's doing. It's so encouraging, and somebody else in the community might also talk to you as well. But we get back from this break. What's up, John?
Well, we're going to be talking about and listening to and watching Ridgevere prophesy about how Jesus turned water into wine and the compression of time, the acceleration of what God is doing in 2018.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens.
and then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, I'm so excited about these words.
Yes.
If you missed the early part of our program, you got to catch it. We're releasing all kinds of words, and you got to speak them out. You got to get in agreement with what God's saying and begin to walk it out like we were talking about previously. But you know, Rich has a word about prosperity, right?
Prosperity. Yeah. He says that God is going to bless the Latin American community and the African American community this year, and it's going to lead to prosperity for everyone. You don't want to miss it.
It's already happened.
Yes.
Since they've been keeping statistics. And the Lord told Brianna Bolander that in a dream that this president that we have right now, President Donald Trump, will actually be the best president that's ever happened for the African-American mm-hmm. community. And you think, well, you know, what's going on, all that kind of stuff. But it's already happened because the unemployment rate for the African-American community in America, since they've been keeping records, is the lowest it's ever been in the history of keeping records. More African-American citizens are employed than ever before since they've been keeping these statistics, more so than the people that were unemployed that were, white or whatever,
different races.
And it's like, it's already beginning to happen.
That's beautiful.
Raining on everyone. Everybody's getting blessed. It's so good to say that.
Yes.
You know, that everybody's being treated equally in regards to this blessing.
God is just.
Yes.
And that justice is going to reign in 2018.
You know, the powerful thing about the first miracle of Jesus, that he converted water into wine, was not only the fact that he did that, but if you know anything about wine, it takes a long time for wine to become good wine. So in that miracle, he also compressed the time. And this is what prophet is saying, and it's going to happen. What it could have taken 3 years is going to take 3 months, because God is compressing the times. Now, let me prophesy something. I'm Latino-Italian. You know, God told me this. The last shall be the first in this season, and the first shall be the last. And the Lord told me there is a deliverance when it comes to the spirit of poverty, that God is going to set free the Latino community and the African-American community in America. And let me tell you something. We're going to see an awakening of prosperity coming on those communities where they're going to go up to be first, and that's going to change. I'm telling you, the landscape is going to be changed in this season, and God is going to cause time to be compressed, because you that never own homes, you're going to become homeowners this very year. Some of you that your credits were messed up, God is going to fix your credits. And some of you that could never have a business, you are about to become a business owner by the power of the Holy Spirit. And your days of poverty and financial lack, this year, they're coming to an end. And your prosperity is at hand in Jesus' name.
Awesome. Praise God.
Wow.
This is so exciting. You know, we've been preparing for this day, you know, in regards to VFN Kingdom business.
That's
because,
right.
You know, if you've never been a business person before, but all of a sudden God's given these dreams, these visions, this reality, this opportunity, you need, you know, it's you know, they say, I think success is when preparation meets opportunity, and that you got to prepare. And that's one thing that we do at VFN Kingdom business. You can find out more at VFNKB.com. You know, and God has shown me specifically this. This is what he's shown me. He's going to pour out his glory. God's going to move powerfully. But people are going to be looking away to be able to transfer that wealth. They want to be able to get, but we have to have the integrity and the ability to manage it. You know, more people that just get money, for example, like inheritances or like lotteries. Most of those people, they didn't know what it took to get it.
Yeah.
And so they can't keep it. It just kind of drains out of their hands. You know?
The great thing with VFNKB that is, although you're in business for yourself, you're not in business by yourself. And if you have the dream, we've got the team, you know. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes.
And we want to partner with you in the advancement of what God wants to do through the work of your hands and through your business to have deep impact in God's kingdom.
And that's one thing that we call it. We call it, you know, a partnership. It's not, you know, it's so important. God wants to partner with you in succeeding in your business, but you can't necessarily do it alone. As a matter of fact, more women than the history of America starting their businesses now.
Yes.
But also, businesses are failing rapidly.
And rapidly.
Because it's not just starting it. You have to be able to sustain it, and you have to be able to get the wisdom to manage that. And I'm excited about, you know, women owning their own companies and businesses and that type of thing. But God is going to be shift the way he shifts finances when a wealth transfer is going to be about you as a believer, as a Christian, you're going to have to own the company.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be the person in place of decision, which means you have to up your game in regards to the ability to do that. And we train. That's what we do. We teach. We impart best practices to be able to do that. We'll work with you to begin to do a discovery. You know, first of all, you need like a personal, you know, begin to think about who you are in regards to what you're doing, right? Your,
yeah.
your personal discovery. But then you got to, before you do anything, you got to find out why you're doing it.
So
you
got to
find out why. Because if you don't, you maybe get excited the first week, but after 6 months, if you don't have a why.
It's your fuel.
It's your fuel. And you won't want to show up. And here you own the own company. And you're the one that's there. And you're the only one that doesn't want to be there.
That's right.
Because you left the reason why. And if God wants to bless you, and I think about the businessman that you told me about, that he, you know, he thought he was called to go preach behind a pulpit, but the reality, God called him to speak, to work as he was working.
At his business, yeah.
And he and his wife ended up giving away 90% of their income, amazing. Blessing missionaries all around the world. But he got that because he got a business. I mean, God's not wanting to transfer wealth so you have more chocolate bars. He's wanting to bless you so that you could be a blessing. And we want to work with you. God even spoke this to him. He said he wants to give where you never have a want again.
Mm.
But it's not given the point so you have, you know, this huge house and these huge things. It's so that you can be a resource for other people who need, some people may need time to build their character up and be taught systematically. So they may need micro loans or micro grants and those type of things. But God's showing me there's people right now, maybe it's you, you're ready to give money, but every time you gave money, you saw them just squander it. I understand that. Who wants to do that? You want a return on that. You want an ROI, you know, return on your investment. Well, God expects, Jesus even told us, you better have some ROI because when I come back, I expect you to have some interest on the talents. We're just going to break right here. But I know this, that we want to be able to partner with you in being able to do that. So if you have those funds and you want to be able to do that, VFNKB, God said, VFNKB is the place to do that. And we want to be able to empower people who are beginning to start their businesses, to begin to get these new entrepreneurial ideas. And just go to VFNKB.com. And you can find out more details. And I think we have a webinar possibly coming up really soon as well. John, what's next?
Well, we're going to be sharing a word. Chuck Pierce talking about no time in eternity, that portals are opening and they're bringing everything to realignment.
Wow, heavenly portals. Wow.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're losing these prophetic words. Before we go to that word from Rich, I want to encourage you that, you know, as we're talking about VFN Kingdom business, you know, we want to hear from you in the community. You know, maybe God's given you and inspired you with an idea that you want to be able just to launch that thing. But we have some things to be able to help you specifically out with that. Maybe, and this is a lot of business owners, I mean, you just get up like a robot, you go do your thing and you leave. You don't even know what's going on. You're shoving finances in people's paychecks, you're paying bills and everything else. And you don't even know what's happening. You forgot the whole why of what you're doing. And you're sitting on a gold mine, but you're resenting it. You know, you're sitting on a great opportunity. You're sitting on the American dream.
Yeah.
And maybe you're defining it by the last 8 years or so that was great oppression on the business person, but God is loosening and blessing. Share about that. You know, contact us. You can contact us. All information is at vfnkb.com. But also talk about it in the community. We'd love to hear our business community begin to talk and share some ideas and some concepts. Obviously, you know, you can't post URLs. You can't, obviously, there's no vulgar language. That doesn't come up. That blocks all that. And you can't, you know, promote your company. That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about personally, about inspiration.
And if you're an entrepreneur, yeah, and desire to be an entrepreneur, share yes. that as well, because we right. want to be able to connect with you.
Right. So, you know, you can do that. Just let us know in the comment area. Let us contact us, call us, email us. We want to be able to know about that and begin that conversation. There might be somebody out there right now when they see you post in the community, you know, in the VFNKB community there, that they're going to go, that's who I want to invest in. That's somebody yeah. who has a heart. They're going to work hard. Because I think most of this wealthy investor's name, Berkshire.
Buffett.
Buffett invests on the whoever has the vision.
Yeah.
That's who he invests in. He's the most wealthiest investor out there. So people talk about their widgets all the time, but God wants an investor wants you to talk about you.
Yeah.
Or do
That's
you have the integrity?
This is tragedy.
Do
right.
you have the character? Are you going to push through? Are you going to work hard? Are you going to do what it takes?
And, can you deliver?
So begin to talk about the community. I love that kind of conversation. You can find out more at vfnkb.com. John, tell us about Rich.
Well, Chuck Pierce is actually going to be talking about there's no time in eternity, and how these portals are open for realignment, and your moment is going to produce your momentum. This is so encouraging. Watch this.
Well, I think we have to understand that God's not in time. We're in time. And what I see is, when these portals are open, like are happening this year, all of a sudden, time begins to realign. Things you've been waiting on, like Rich said, align properly. All of a sudden, your moment, see, it's a place of energy. And energy is the right word. It's linked with our spiritual work. Your working of unusual miracles, all of a sudden they're aligned. And so what's happening right now, he's aligning these portals. This energy is coming into us, and your moment is producing momentum. That's the way to look at it. All of a sudden, when you're in that moment with the Lord, he's energizing you so you don't lose strength. You move forward at an accelerated rate. And before long, what you couldn't do in 7 years, you can do in 7 days.
Wow.
This is so important, because if you base on where you're going, based on what you've been experiencing in the last season, you're going to approach it wrong.
Yeah.
Because it was harder. It was more difficult. It was like walking through quicksand. People weren't listening. It didn't connect. People were lethargic. You're asking, you know, what are you doing? They go, I'm watching TV. You're watching TV. You know, and the thing is that this is important to watch. But understand that it's like the people lost their drive,
sure.
and their energy,
lost their vision.
And momentum's important. A lot of times we take momentum for granted if you're just in it. But the reality is, when God begins to move and there's a momentum in your business, in your life, in your ministry, that you got to move in that momentum.
Yeah, you got to swim when the wave comes in. You got to catch the wave.
Yes.
You've got to work at it with all you have, because it's just a moment. And a lot of people miss their momentum because they miss their moment. They think that chance is always going to be there, that opportunity is going to happen, that one day is going to... It's not about a one day, it's about today, what are you going to do?
And the Lord, you know, has told us specifically, he's going to pour out his glory, the glory of God, the power of God, the awesomeness of God. He's shown us huge tidal waves of his glory coming. He's told us, he showed us the whole earth is filled with his glory. But why is he telling this before it happens? So we can be prepared and understand that don't base your preparation off your past energy levels. Begin to believe. If you still think that you're not agreeing with what God's saying, you still feel like you felt. But if you begin to say, wait a minute, I am blessed. God has given me open doors of opportunity, that there's a momentum coming, that things are shifting, that the now is taking place. You know, God says, I'm the ever-present help in time of trouble. Now faith is being sure what you hope for. Yeah, certain of what you don't see. That tell when somebody asks you, who is God? Tell them, I am, not I was or I will be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so important. One way to do that is to begin to say, you know, I'm going to begin to abide with the Lord. I'm going to begin to hang out with him. You're going to begin to believe again that he's got good plans for you. You got to believe that he's bigger than your mistakes and he'll forgive you. You got to be strong in your belief that his covenant that he made with you, that if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. And he said that the covenant he made with Abraham is a covenant he made with you. And the way that Abraham's employees addressed him and identified him to his prospective son's in-laws is, my boss man's rich, and he's got a lot of stuff. Now, why God said he's going to bless Abraham and why he blessed him was to be a blessing to other nations. And Israel's doing that today. And God, if you have that heart and that mindset, listen, God, I want to move in this, not so that I can just get more chocolate bars or whatever, just so that I can be a blessing to others. Mm-hmm. There's some of you that's been wanting so bad to give. You see so many needs out there and you've been wanting to give, but you're so limited. God's going, those resources are going to be loose, and they're being loose as we speak over you. You have to be ready to receive it to begin to do what you said to God you were going to do. So many people, John said, you know, if God gives me this business, I'm going to bless him. If God gives me $1 million, I'm going to honor him. And then when he does, you can't find the folks.
That's right.
So you got to be honest with God, knows your heart. And so in that, you have to say, you know, God, I believe this word. I'm going to hang into it. God's going to give you that energy and enthusiasm and vision and clarity again. And I want to say this before we go. We want to hear from you. We love it when you comment. Take the time to comment right below and share your thoughts. Is this you? Have you been struggling with energy, but you're beginning to receive that energy? Begin to share your testimony in regards to energy came. God touched me. Momentum came, and this is what was able to be done. I mean, it's exciting what God is doing. And I want to be able to pray with you as well. But don't miss that opportunity to be able to comment and share with us, communicate, you know, email us. But there's a great area to communicate in this community right here and now. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for these encouraging words. Lord, we thank you for Hank. We thank you, Lord, for Rich and Chuck and all those that are hearing your word. We thank you for the dreams and visions you're giving us. We just pray, Lord, that's just fuel on these words, Father God, that they would be inspired, God, those that aren't in our community, God, and that you would touch them. Right now, Lord, with just dreams and visions loosed over them, the end time language, dreams and visions to be loosed over our community. And God, we just pray right now, God, that you would end abortion. End it, Lord. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
We're family. Did you know that God has called us to be family? We're called to be the family of God. It's Father God. It's not like King God. It's Father God. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is our elder brother. Yes, he's our Lord and our Savior, but he's the firstborn. He's the head of the church. He's our elder brother. We are not, we're heirs of God, not heirs of Jesus. We're joint heirs with Jesus.
That's right.
We're family. We're sisters and brothers. That's what we're supposed to love each other. The family of God. I remember Jesus was sitting around with his disciples in a house, by the way, and he's teaching them about the things of God. Ooh. And his biological mother, Mary, and brother comes to the house, and they're knocking on the outside of the door. And they said, and of course, they're talking to each other. Mary and her son's talking, says, oh my goodness, Jesus has lost his mind. They really thought Jesus has lost his mind.
That's right.
They lost his mind, and he hasn't eaten. He's been a long time since he's eaten. We need to go rescue him. We need to rescue him from his ministry because he's lost his mind. Don't you know this is supposed to happen in a temple, not in a house? And this goes on. And then Jesus, of all the things he said, this is very important. Of all the things he said, he said, you know, somebody comes out and said, yo, your mom was outside. You know? And yo, sir. No, yo, your mom's outside. And so Jesus stops and he pauses. He looks at the disciples and he's talking to them. He says, listen, let me tell you who the family of God is. Mm. Let me tell you who my mother and my brother is. Those who do the will of my Father. Yes. Oh, more than anything, you want your biological family to follow God. But the truth is, you have no control over them. You tell them the truth and you honor their decision. Listen, the true family of God is those who follow his teachings, that have a desire to follow Jesus. See, the church is a family. Get into your, right now where you're at, in your fellowship. Say, listen, we need to start being family.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just still relate to you like sand, like organizations, like an orphanage, you know, just get your food, sit down, shut up, don't know nobody. Listen, find a fellowship that functions as family. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Maybe there's a church in your area. Maybe God has planted in your heart. So you know what? I want to begin this in my own city. Check it out. VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.